I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's been nearly 15 years since moviegoers followed the romances and rivalries of nine college friends, including Harper, an aspiring writer, and the best man, a football star and husband-to-be, Lance. And who could forget Quentin, the playboy?
You know how many single honeys be at weddings? There's about to be a oasis in that baby, honey.
It's funny. You put half the effort into your future as you do trying to impress...
Wait a minute. I am a pimp. So my future looks mighty bright. Thank you very much.
That's cool. Everything straight for the bachelor party?
Oh, hell yeah. Pops gave me the key to the penthouse suite tonight. I'm talking about this shit is about to be ignorant off the hook.
That was Taye Diggs as Harper and Terrence Howard as Quentin. They, along with their female counterparts, made The Best Man one of the top grossing and best loved black movies of all time. And now they are back in the Best Man holiday, and joining us to tell us more about it are two members of the ensemble cast, Oscar-nominated actor Terrence Howard. He's also appeared, as you know, in Crash, Hustle and Flow, and The Butler most recently. Also with us is Sanaa Lathan, who plays Robin. Many of you will remember her from one of the other best loved movies of all time, Love and Basketball. And they're both with us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome to you both. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you for having us.
So, Sanaa, let me start with you ladies first. You know, The Best Man has become such an important film for so many people. I mean, they just love it. They watch it at home. They watch it over and over again. When you were filming it, did you feel like you were doing something special, or was it just the day's work?
It was the day's work, but it was very exciting for me personally because it was one of my first kind of studio movies, and it was the beginning of my career, and I was working with all these fabulous actors, and it was in New York City, and for me, I was just happy to have a job and to be on a movie set. So I think the thing that really resonated with audiences is the real chemistry that we all have. We kind of really actually do like each other in real life and have stayed friends over the years, so that kind of chemistry is palpable on screen as well.
Was it there then?
Yeah, it was there then, immediately. I met Terrence for the first time then. He used to bring his guitar to set.
Yeah. Everybody was scared of Sanaa.
All
really? The women were.
Why?
Because
we had never seen you that much. And you came in and basically owned every moment that you were in. And actually, you know, became the most standout female in that movie.
Oh, well, that's so sweet of you to say, but...
More kin to truth than flattery. I'm just being honest.
Well, Terrence Howard, what do you think it is that people have responded to over the years?
It was the commitment to truth. You know, Malcolm Lee did something that very few people had really aspired towards. You know, we knew there were upscale black Americans that were living real lives, but oftentimes that was never depicted inside of films, even on television, you know. Mm-hmm. What he created back then gave everybody an opportunity to say, there is a true middle-class black family, mm-hmm. and this is their language, this is how they behave. So you don't have to be, you know, a high sedity white, you know, black person pretending to be white, and you don't have to be ghetto friendly. You can actually be, you know, extra medium. And
that is so bad. I think audiences, especially African American audiences, were hungry to see themselves or see people that they know on screen. And I think that this movie, along with some other movies at the time, Love Jones was another one, really kind of depicted people that we know personally. And I think that now, once again, 15 years later, there's still that hunger because it's still not quite depicted as much as we would like it to be.
I can just tell you, even the opening sequence, there were belly laughs from people as we caught up with where each of the characters has kind of ended up, you know, over the years. So, Sanaa, will you please tell me about Robin?
Well, Robin was kind of the outsider in the first one. She and Harper were dating at the time, and she was kind of like really positive, I would say kind of like a hippie. Her feet weren't on the ground. She didn't really know what she wanted to do. She was kind of dabbling in jewelry. She was catering. And her life was all about Harper. In this one, they've been married for 10 years. She's a successful chef. And she's way more grounded. And she's still the same essence that she was in the first one, which is kind of the glass half full to Harper's glass half empty. And she's 9 months pregnant, so...
You guys have to help me out on what's okay to reveal.
Yeah, it's
reveal
in all the trailers.
Okay. Yeah. Not the publicity picture, though. You're looking very svelte
yes,
in the publicity picture.
Yes, they wanted me to put that big old bump on for the poster shoot, and I said no. I said, I got to have a waist at some point.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
I need to work again. So Terrence Howard, tell us about Quentin. On the surface, he has traveled kind of maybe the shortest distance emotionally, but maybe not. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, in order to get anywhere, you have to start at the beginning, and you're going to end up back at the beginning at the end of the day. And he believes in being honest. Even though he's not being honest with his inner feelings, he's honest about whatever he's doing, you know. So, you know, if he's hanging out with the president, he's going to try and get the president to smoke a joint.
I get the feeling he's a lot of fun to play.
I mean, there's no consequences to him. That's what's entertaining for me, you know, because in all reality, when we first did the movie, a best-kept secret is I fashioned Quentin from Harold Perrineau, real life Harold Perrineau before he got married.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Harold was a pimp.
I didn't know
Harold
that.
Really?
Slick.
Are
when
you
he had
serious?
The dreads, he was a pimp. I would watch him a lot throughout the day because he was brutally honest.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the new film, The Best Man Holiday. It follows those beloved characters from The Best Man. It catches up with them nearly 15 years later. With us are stars Terrence Howard and Sanaa Lathan. So, Sanaa, let me play a clip from the sequel, but from The Best Man Holiday, between your character and Regina Halls. She plays Candace. She was Candy. Now she's Candace. And here you are talking about another character, Jordan, played by Nia Long. She has a new boyfriend who, a little different than what people may have expected from Jordan. Here it is.
I'm just saying, Jordan's good people. You should get to know her.
What's to know? She's career obsessed and lives on a BlackBerry.
True. But she's not some ideal from a piece of fiction.
Julian, Brian.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you again.
Hello, Quentin.
Now, her man, on the other hand, is iconic. Mm. If I went that way, that's what I'd get. A tall vanilla swagger latte. I like.
He's fine. I know you're still mesmerized by how fine he is. And I mean F-O-I-N-E, fine.
Exactly, fine.
Fine. He's fine. As is everybody in the cast.
Yeah,
everybody's
we
kind
lucky.
Of unbearably gorgeous on this cast.
It's
kind
fun
of annoying.
Coming to set every day.
Well, so what do you think the film is saying about relationships and about kind of where things end up like 15 years later? I mean, people might remember from the film that Jordan was very kind of critical in the first film of anybody who kind mm-hmm. of strayed outside the group.
The race. Yeah, I think yeah. that it makes sense. I mean, this is 2013. It's like we live in the melting pot. You meet who you meet. Love, in my opinion, love is a blessing. And Jordan is a professional woman at the top of her game. And she, you know, the circles that she moves in are very much integrated. And that's who she happens to fall for. And Eddie Cibrian is very easy on the eyes, those dimples and those squinty
and
eyes.
And he's got some swag. About
and
him.
He has swag. He actually fit right in. You wouldn't necessarily expect, like, you know, a newcomer, especially the kind of a, I don't know, it's an all-black cast. We all know each other really well. And he just, you know, it was easy,
no,
right? He's a nice guy. Exactly. Very down to earth. So it makes sense and works.
So, Slim, is Jordan your first safari into the enchanted jungle?
Is he serious?
I mean, how do we know that this ain't some Django Candyland fantasy?
Come on, man. I've dated all kinds of women, but Jordan is just pretty special. You know, I'm surprised she got past all you guys.
Who says she did?
He's just messing with you, man.
Okay. Ain't nobody here been with her, man. That's great.
Not that there wasn't an attempt, though. But what?
Oh, really?
Why would you say something like that?
I didn't even look at you.
Shut up, Merch.
I'm watching TV.
Look, man, we're honestly, we're brother and sister, for real.
Ah, come on, man. No worries, it's all good. Have to be kind of a bitch to be concerned about her past like that, right?
I like him.
Malcolm Lee, the writer, producer, director, in order to get the film made, I don't know if this is unusual or not, that he had a table read even before he kind of got everything going. Should he have had to do that at this stage of things given how successful the first film was?
No, he shouldn't have. But this is Hollywood, and, you know, you do what you have to do. But basically, he pitched the idea to us moment by moment, beat by beat. And by the time the pitch was over, we were like, write it. We will do it. And
didn't hear nothing for 6 months.
Yeah, and then the script came in. It was in really good shape. I thought it was great. I was like, okay, when are we doing it? And he said, the studio actually doesn't think it's funny. That, in my mind, was kind of crazy because I thought it was funny. And so basically we all decided that we would show them if they couldn't get it from the script. And we had a rehearsal. They laughed. They cried. They were cheering. And by the time we got to our cars in the parking lot, they were budgeting the movie.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Congratulations on that. But I'm thinking, Terrence Howard, you were also in Red Tails. And that was another film that you hear that, despite the fact that behind the film was a person with a tremendous track record of success, had to kind of fight to get the movie made. Is that the way it is for films in general? Is that the way it is for black films? What is that about?
We really don't have an international box office or that ability to get out there. So even a film like Red Tails that, you know, where the Tuskegee Airmen were responsible for helping Europeans be free, you know, that the Europeans would not be interested in the men and women that contributed to their ability to have a free country right now, which is preposterous in its own nature. But that fallacy, you know, the same way.
It stops people before they even try.
100%.
And the truth is, I mean, I have a Japanese makeup artist, and over the years she'll go to Japan and she'll bring me back like DVDs that I've done with, like, you know, the black movies, all those romantic black movies that I did in the 90s with Japanese subtitles. And I've run into tourists and they know me, and it's this perpetuated kind of idea that is not necessarily true. It's like it's an excuse to not try.
Black filmmakers are oftentimes afraid to go and make a black movie after they've had success with a so-called black film because they don't want to get stuck inside this box.
Yeah.
How do you keep fighting, and how do you keep finding the joy in the work?
It doesn't even feel like work. It's what I do. I love it. I want to do it until I'm a little old lady. But for me, it's really about having the right people around you and just the commitment to the work. And then you deal with the business as a byproduct of that.
Mm-hmm. Terrence Howard?
You know, there is a great deal of joy in the work because we get to escape from, you know, the mundanities of life and this handrail of mediocrity that everyone tends to hold on to make it through because they're afraid. The idea of failing
keeps you going.
Keeps me going, you know, because it gives us something to pick up from. And at the end of the day, who cares? Nobody's going to remember us 1,000 years from now. This is only important to us right now.
Right.
Let's have a good time. Enjoy. And we love doing this. This is fun.
Mm-hmm. Do I hear a sequel to the sequel?
There's talk of a trilogy. I guess it'll all depend on how we do this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about numbers in this town. So we'll come back if people show us that they want us back by coming out to see the movie.
Well, you can come back and see us anytime.
Okay.
Sanaa Lathan and Terrence Howard are co-starring in the new film, The Best Man Holiday. It opens in theaters this Friday. And
no, we're starring in it.
What did you say?
I said
we
co-star.
Are starring in it.
What did she say?
She said we were co-starring in it.
Well, how
we are the
lingo
stars of it. Why do you think you don't have the rest of the cast right now?
Because it wasn't enough mics to fill up the room. That's right. Terrence Howard and Sanaa Lathan are stars of the new film, The Best Man Holiday. It opens in theaters this Friday, and we are so thankful that you were both kind enough to stop by our studios in New York to talk with us about it. Good luck with everything you're doing. Congratulations to you
both.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.